Log Talk Radio.
Try to get a pulse on one another during these studies to understand how we manage to find ourselves in these universal captivities and a way to eradicate ourselves, not by any self-help, by any means, by the word of Yah. Yah put us here, and Yah would take us out, just like he did those in ancient captivities. Yah put us there, and not by strength of might and of force that we take ourselves from those captivities. The first one to speak of, Mizraim, and the other several. We didn't go in captivity and fight our way out of captivity. We had to take our punishment and be corrected in that punishment. And Yah relented and brought us back home. And certainly in this final captivity, the same thing will occur, not by strength of might or will or wit, by the strength of the Most High, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Then, while we study the word of Yah, we know who we are, what we are, and what we should be doing. And it's certainly not doing what you want to do, how you want to do it, when you want to do it. It's a code involved in captivities, our captivities. As a matter of fact, I was thinking as I was speaking, I don't know of any nation that I can speak of outside of our own that didn't take itself from captivity. And certainly we're not going to be the first Isaac. See, we can rely on a God, not many gods, but only one God, to relieve us, give us some relief in these cases right now as I speak. The Most High has given us some relief, but we're not taken out of this captivity as of yet. And so, but you would notice, as I said, we know. Why do we know? Because we study. We relentlessly cling to the Most High as we should be in these studies. We do what we can, how we can, and when we can to appease the Most High. And you're wondering, who is the we? I'm talking about Contrail of New York City, Sister Abigail of New York City. They are lead students in these studies. And you, if you are just a student, participant. But before I introduce Contrail, Sister Abigail is not here. She's on a sabbatical, so to speak. She'll let you know when she's ready to speak. But she's here studying the Most High, and that's what's most important. Okay? And I want to make a contemporary comment in regards to what's going on in Gaza. They are coming to a close shortage of food, fuel, and water. And those that are in the land of Israel don't seem to be giving a damn. They seem to be pouring more fuel on the fire, so to speak. Yes, innocent men, women, and children. Everybody in Gaza is not Hamas. They are not responsible. It is not just the righteous to bomb hospitals, a little children's school, and families that are innocent and call them terrorists. If you're going to go after Hamas, go after Hamas directly. If America was to do that to any country, what they're doing over there, it'd be an outcry in the UN. But see, America, universal white race supremacy, is big brother to those residing in Israel. And so they figure, you know, you had a little brother, a little sister that always seemed to get in trouble. And you know why? Because they had big brother and big sister. They'd run, they'd jack their mouth off, jump on other little children and whatnot. Because they know big brother and big sister going to come to the rescue in the case of universal white race supremacy and certainly these United States of America. And now the Republicans, all of them, same side of a different coin. Well, same side of the same coin, different sides of the same coin. The Republican has got a little Napoleon-like guy as the leader, and he ain't no better than McCartney was. He's no better than Jordan was. He just talked nice when he tell you dirt. See, Jordan and McCartney, they was all up in your face. Yeah, we love Trump. The hell with y'all. Y'all know y'all stole the thing and whatnot. It's going to get real bad for you. But this guy's like, he like Gomer. You remember the guy Gomer on Mayberry RFD? He talked kind of like he's stupid. Jay Willikers, Chef, this Bundy. I don't really know what's going on, Chef. See, he tried to put on the hits like he's Slowpoke. But the guy's swift, because he played the same game that McCarthy was playing. He's playing the same game Jim Jordan would have played on you and the rest of them. So don't be fooled by the hype like something going to really change in the Congress. Ain't much going to change, and you better believe it. So you better hook and cling to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaku as we do. Because ain't nothing changing but technology in the day. And you better believe it. You better cling to the Most High as we do. Praise Yah and bless His holy name. So without further ado, let me introduce to you Brother Cartwell of New York City. And what do I know about him? He loves the Most High with all his heart, mind, soul, and strength. He's a good teacher. And he loves his brothers and sisters as himself. And he don't mind teaching. He ain't getting paid a dime for it. That's why I know he loves you. He come here every day as time permit him. If something don't come up with family or whatnot, he's here every day of the week, Monday through Friday. As I said, he's not getting paid a decent. Well, he's getting paid in a way, but it's not in silver and gold. It's in wisdom and understanding. It's in love for wisdom. It's in love for the Most High. It's in love with clinging to the Most High that Brother Cottrell and Sister Avia, they avail themselves of doing this. Not only for the brotherhood and the sisterhood, but most importantly, for the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Praise and bless his holy name. Brother Cottrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Bless Yah, O my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Yisrael, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Shalom, shalom, Brother Yam Sufari. May the Most High bless you. How you doing today? Good to hear your voice.
Thank you, brother.
May the Most High bless you.
Thank you, brother. May the Most High bless you, too, and your family. And it's good to hear your voice, brother. And Sister Abiyah, may the Most High bless you, too. We ain't forgot you. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, man. You always start out with a mouthful, man. I don't know how to follow you up with the mouthful you be dropping.
Right.
But you are absolutely right. Y'all put us here. Ain't nobody else going to take us out of here but y'all.
Exactly.
And we need to know the codes on how to get out of here. And tonight's lesson is going to teach us how to get out of this captivity.
Exactly.
But the question is, are we going to listen to the instruction? Not from Yam Suf Ari, not from Katriel, but the instructors from the Most High, because we all trying to get that.
Mm.
And the reason I'm here every night for these studies is because that's my obligation as a servant, as an elder to the Most High. And it's kind of like V75, that martial art class.
Mm.
Those black belts didn't have to be in there teaching us anything, but they were. Mm. Every class, they were there.
Right.
And we prayed that they were there so they could transfer the knowledge that they had to us so that
exactly.
we could reach their level. So
exactly.
for me, these lessons only keep me sharp as I get older and older.
Exactly.
And we need our spiritual powers as times get worse and worse.
Exactly.
So for me, this is spiritual exercise, just like it was physical exercise when I was taking karate. I don't need karate right now. I need the Most High. And we have to cling, like you said, cling, because we're watching the fall of the Fourth Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And the Israeli government is tied into the Fourth Kingdom.
Exactly.
They are, in fact, a democracy. So you could draw your own conclusions from that. And Most High said it. They live by the sword. If you live by the sword, what's going to happen?
You die by the sword.
So we're not trying to live by the sword. Oh, no. We're trying to live by the word of the Most High. That's what we're clinging to. That's why we study. So here we are studying, trying to cling to the word of Yah. All praises.
Mm-hmm. All praises. Thank you, Brother Cottrell. Thank you, Sister Abiyah. Thank you, fellow students. And most importantly, thank the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub for us being elders, knowing our duty. Knowing that we're morally obligated and duty bound to do no less in this regard. Once you got it, you have to share it. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. Turn to chapter 30 of Devarim. No, not Deuteronomy. That's a Greek name. That's not the original name for this book. They change up everything. They do it now. They changed up the land when they came over here in America, so-called America. They changed the names of native tribes land and called them engines. They wasn't no damn engines. Because Christopher Columbus dumb behind thought he was in India. Okay? They were native tribes of different nations in this country. They had tribal names for their land. But as they do, they normally do when they go somewhere. Y'all said they would do it. So don't be surprised when they change a name. That's what they do. Write their own narratives and write you right out of it. Like they tried to write us right about out of our own studies. Write us right up out of it. And we go along with it because they gave us a new God along with that written off thing too. Don't get the game twisted, okay? Well, it's not a game, but don't get it twisted, okay? The chapter 30.
Yeah,
yes.
You mentioned that they changed the names of the indigenous people on this land to Indians because
yes.
Christopher Columbus was lost, right?
Right.
But you left out the most important name change that they made. Mm-hmm. You know what that is?
Well, they changed the names of a lot of things, not only the names of those tribal names, but they changed identities and so on and so forth in this land. Changed land masses. What these nations had their own names for their land masses and whatnot, and so on and so forth.
So how about the names they gave us, Ron Killebrew?
Oh, yeah, that's true. But I wouldn't talk in regards to us, but that's a valid point you made there. Yeah, that's what they do. They brought us over here and changed our name, too.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what they do. And then
this is why we lost to the store. We lost to the store.
Right.
Because we don't know who the hell we are.
Exactly. And we act like we don't know the hell we are, country.
No, because we don't know who we are. That's
exactly.
The problem. They changed our name. Of
exactly.
All the names they changed, the most critical one was ours.
Exactly.
William, Jones,
right.
Mm-hmm. Vanderpool, Killebrew, Smith, Bram. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you
name
names
it. We got.
You name it, I call it. You too. Okay. You name it, I call it. I have to agree with you 150% on that contrail. And they changed our minds right along with it when they gave us a new God, a fresh, spanking new God that died on the cross for you, that you never knew, that your fathers never knew.
And guess what name we don't know?
Yah, my brother.
Okay.
Look, Gregory know Yah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They took his name out too, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They certainly did.
They played a name game. The
yeah.
name game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The name game.
Yeah, like, that name, yeah, you know, it's kind of funny, country. We used to play name game. Like, running for funny, fee, five, bo, bunny, he's so dummy, runny. We are dummy.
No game.
We got so
bonnie, 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 banana, yeah. Fanta, for bunny, beef, pop, mo, money, Ronnie.
We got so bad. You better call my name right after. What's your name, nigga? But we just we reinforced that stupidity, country, about way of those
Listen.
Mind games. Yeah.
Don't call people outside their names.
Exactly.
But we are people that have been called outside of our name.
We are an astonishment. We are an astonishment to other nations. Mm. We are byword, man. They niggas. Them niggas crazy.
What else they call us? Coons, jigaboos, car baby. What else name? What kind of names we got?
Whatever.
African American, black voter, Christian, Muslim. Baptist Center, Seventh-day Adventist, Baptist, Seventh-day Adventist.
AMC, Baptist Church, you know, they got plenty of things for. And we shall live into them. We shall dive head first right into them, country.
Well, your name is Smith, Brown, Jones, Johnson, Vanderpool, Killebrew.
Yep.
They got us, man, in the Matrix.
Don't call
they
me out of my name. Them fighting words, y'all, the same way about your name Yah gave you. Y'all had that fighting spirit when Yah said, don't call me out my name. I'm not colored. Them fighting words.
And you call a Chinese man a Vietnamese and see what he tell you.
Yeah. He go straight, yeah. He'll tell you right quick, I'm not Vietnamese. I'm China. I'm China. I'm from China. I'm a Chinaman. Okay? Don't call a Vietnamese man a Tyler. No. I'm not from Thailand. I'm Vietnam. I'm Vietnamese. But us, call us any kind of name. Just don't call us late for dinner. It's true. You know what, Katya? Just like Neely Fuller Jr. said, we're serious about silly things. And silly about serious things such as we're about to present to you today. It's true.
As a result of the matrix psychological warfare that's being perpetrated against our people.
Exactly. You can see it every day on food. See it every day of the week on food book. It's true. Well, Cartrell, thank you, brother, for bringing that to our attention. We appreciate that. Y'all ready to get study, y'all? Let's get busy. The blessing of returning to y'all. There's a blessing. Now, it should come to pass. when all these things come upon you, the blessing and the curse, which I, no, there wasn't that one. No, because we did choice of life. It's 31. Yahshua is named the new leader of Israel in chapter 31.
We did 29 yesterday.
No. I'm going to tell you the reason why I said it. And I'm going to go to the one you asked me to reread. And I'm going to reread it now. And verse 15 of 30. See, I have set before you today life and death and evil. And that I command you today to love Yah your Elohim, to walk in his ways and keep his commandments, his statutes, his judgments, that you may live and multiply. And Yah your Elohim will bless you in the land which you go to possess. If your heart turns away so that you do not hear and are drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I announce to you today that you should surely perish. You should not prolong your days in the land which you cross over the Jordan to go in and possess. I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live, that you may love Yah your Elohim, that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling. Remember I used that word yesterday, Katria? Cling to him. He is your life, the length of your days, and that you may dwell in the land which Yah swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, Yaqub, to give to them. Yeah, that word cling is a stark reminder that we did that one. Don't worry about it, brother. I'd be like that sometime too. Chapter 31. Yahshua is announced the new leader of Israel. Moses is about to stop relaying to us the information given to him by virtue of Yah. And that's the name of this title. The words of Yah relayed to you by Moses the prophet. And now Moses has told he would not enter the Jordan. Our nation is ready to enter Jordan. And Yah said, you can't go. Now, so, Moses, go ahead, Katria.
Yeah, so you know what they call this?
What's this?
A peaceful transition of power.
Now this is a peaceful transition of power and a good inauguration of a new leader. It wasn't done.
And it wasn't no vote.
No, it wasn't done in secret ballots or nothing like that. No.
Mm-hmm. No.
No.
That's not how it works.
No, that ain't how it works.
The Most High chooses our leaders.
Exactly. And truth be told, we needed the strong hand of Yahshua. Yahshua loved the Most High with all his heart, mind, soul, and strength. And he had a strong hand. And he wasn't ashamed to tell you what time it was, which way it was up. He dealt with us because he knew we were stick, nothing, stubborn. Yah knew that they had tried Moses. They had tried Moses to the extent that he lost his opportunity to enter into the promised land. He wouldn't go back to have it with this brother. This brother was not that kind of brother. You know, this brother was not quick to anger, but when you took him there, when he finally got there, he dealt with you. He didn't sugarcoat the problem. So the Most High had to unleash a strong hand on the nation. And because you'll see as we study Yahshua. Go ahead, Cartrell.
Do you know how old Joshua was when he took over?
80-some years old, I think, Cartrell.
He's an elder.
He's an elder. Him and Caleb are elders. They're the only two of those of that old folks that died in the wilderness was the only two that survived because they did what was right. And they're having the opportunity, not only Yahshua, but Caleb, they are having the opportunity to enter into the promised land because they trusted in Yah. They relied on Yah. And Yah wanted the folks to see these old men, just like Moses and Aaron was when they came to Mizraim. I don't need you young bucks. I can use you if I want to use you. I can use the old men right here. This going to work fine for me because otherwise I get one of you young brothers or young sisters think you know something, don't know what you think you know. You're going to be something hard to him. So I don't need y'all. I need a strong-handed elder. And I need Yahshua. That's why I suspect Yah chose Yahshua. Yahshua had Him and Caleb had a collective experience and an observation of going into the land, coming back, going into the captivity. And they saw these young brothers and young sisters grow up. And so these young brothers and sisters saw them, and they respected their eldership. But you got to do what's right for eldership. You can't lean on your eldership. You got to be educating folks. You got to put folks in their place, or correct folk when they're out of line. Okay? And these are the kind of men, Caleb and Joshua, the son of Nun, were quite capable of doing that. Because mind you, remember this, the 10 spies came back, and they put the fear in a mental state of disarray and caused the people to be fearful. These two brothers, they tried to encourage and motivate the people to do what's right according to Yah's word. Well, that didn't work out, but he did the right thing. So no matter the numbers don't prevail with Yah. So if the numbers are 2 and the other numbers are 222, it doesn't matter because it doesn't mean anything. If the number is 1 in the case of Job, it doesn't matter because the numbers doesn't mean anything. So you just do what Yah said. That's what you need to be working on. Forget numbers.
So Yahshu, think about this.
Yes.
You mentioned the 12 spies, right?
Right. Uh-huh.
And Joshua and Caleb was amongst those 12 spies, right?
Exactly.
They was all about the same age, right?
Exactly.
Which shows... Yeah, I mentioned it in the past. Your shoes didn't wear old.
No, the shoes didn't wear out.
Your clothes didn't wax old.
Nope.
And the people, the elders wouldn't have waxed old. You would have been just like Caleb and Joshua had you been following instruction, which means that the people coming out of Egypt would have been 80 years old fighting just like Caleb and Joshua.
How about that? If they didn't trust in their own strength and own might, yeah. They certainly would. And remember when Caleb was allotted his land? And Caleb said, look here, man. I ain't got a fight. You ain't got to clear that out. I can handle it. Me and my folks, we can handle it. I can do what I do, baby. I'm down with it. So Caleb being 87 years old, talking about he was down with it, obviously he could. Caleb said, I can get up with the best of them. So don't even worry about me. I got this. And Cartrell, you are so right.
And they call Joshua the greatest general that the nation of Israel ever had.
Well, I would say this. He was the greatest general the world ever had. Truth be told, Cartrell.
80 years old.
80 years old. No training in warfare. But like King Thomas
said, he had training in warfare. They fought war. With Amalek and Moab and Og and Bashan.
But he didn't go to no school. Okay?
He knew Yah was with him.
Yeah, just like King Dawud.
He went to the school of Yah.
Yeah. King Dawud said, the Most High taught me how to fight.
And he taught Joshua.
Yeah, just like Joshua. Praise Yah. Praise Yah. The Most High taught my hand how to fight, to get up with him. And I wasn't scared. If he said, do the thing, I did the thing. We got to learn to be like this. Stop being shaky-jaky and afraid of your own shadow. You can't get next to Yah with that.
Listen,
mm-hmm.
Our cousin Ishmael is fighting one of the greatest militaries on earth with rocks.
Yeah, and they ain't going to quit.
They got a few missiles now.
They ain't going to quit, neither.
They're
not going to quit. They're not going to roll over. That ain't
our name. Our name, like our fathers, is Yisrael, right?
Exactly.
And you know how he got that name, right? He forfeited it all night with an angel.
Exactly.
So within our name, we're supposed to be able to battle all the wicked forces, all the unrighteous forces, and prevail, because that's what our name means.
Well, you got to have Yah with that. You got to have the hidden ingredient. If you don't have the hidden ingredient, that special sauce, you can't fight with nobody but yourself. Okay? And you can't win then. Thank you, Godriel.
All praise.
All praises. He said to them, Moses said, I'm 120 years old today.
Uh-oh.
120. He could have kept going on if the Most High allowed it. But he said, there was a reason why he couldn't go out and come in. Because of that incident, instead of speaking to the rock, he struck the rock. which caused the forfeit of his opportunity to cross over. I cannot no longer go out or come in. Also, Yah has said to me, you should not cross over the Jordan. And Yah, your Elohim himself, crosses over before you. You don't need me. Yah, your Elohim crosses over before you. He will destroy these nations from before you, and you shall dispossess them. Yahshua himself crosses over before you, just as Yah has said. And Yah will do to them as he did in Shihon and Or, the kings of the Amorites in their land, when he destroyed them. Yah will give them over to you, that you may do to them according to every commandment which I have commanded you. And like I told y'all, Yah says, be strong and of good courage. Do not fear, nor be afraid of them, because Yah can't use you then. For Yah, your Elohim, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. When Moses called Yahshua and said to him, in the sight of all, it was no secret ballot, be strong and of good courage. You must go with this people to the land which Yah has sworn to their fathers to give them. You should call them to inherit it. And Yah, he is the one who goes before you, Yahshua. He will be with you. He will not leave nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed before your enemies. Katria, what say you?
Moses is trying to pass holy bonus down to Joshua.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And he's humble enough to know when his time of service is up. Most of our leaders don't know when their time of service is up.
No.
Moses said, I can't go out and come in before you anymore. I can't do it. I'm 120 years old. I just served Yah 40 years, came out, you know, he called me when I was 80,
right,
120 now. I can't do it no more.
Right.
Now we're going to transfer this power to Joshua.
Right.
And you better follow, he better follow everything, all these words in Dibarim that I'm giving y'all to follow, because that's the only way you're going to succeed.
Exactly.
So, you're talking about a leader who's preparing his nation well. We have to give props to our prophet, Moshe, because he made sure that we were prepared for what was next to come, right?
What a good transition of power, too, Cartrell.
Yes, sir.
They didn't have to take ballots. Go ahead, brother.
No, that's why Yah chose our leaders for us.
Exactly.
Because he gave the leaders the message for the nation, and he told them what was coming. What's up next? They're gonna face nations greater than mighty, y'all. Don't fear. Y'all seen what the Most High did, and I'm sure Joshua and Caleb remember everything that the Most High did, and that reinforced their commission as leaders of the nation. They had no fear, no doubt. Everything Moses said was true, and we're running on that, and they did.
Exactly. Praise God. And now let's see the significance and importance of elders in our nation, how they are so valuable to Yah. And they should be valuable to one another, those that understand. The law to be read every 7 years. By who? So Moses wrote this law and delivered it to the priest, number one, the sons of Levi, who bore the ark of the covenant of Yah. Number two, and to all the elders of Israel. And Moses commanded them, saying, at the end of every 7 years, at the appointed time in the year of release, at the feast of the tabernacle, when all Israel comes to appear before Yah your Elohim in the place which he chooses, you shall read this law before all Israel in their hearing. Got to hear, folks, first. You got to listen. And he says, gather the people together, not just the men, but the women, the little ones, even the strangers, the foreigners who are within your gates, that they may hear, that they may learn by hearing to fear Yah your Elohim. Carefully observe the words of this law, and that their children who have not known it may hear. That's how they hear, by virtue of words, as Cottrell and I use on the Real Talk for Real People show. And learn by by virtue of this to fear Yah, your Elohim, as long as you live in the land, our land, which you cross the Jordan to possess. Praise Yah. Katria, what say you?
We can see the order of authority, right?
Exactly.
Who did he start out with?
He started out with the priest.
And then who came after that?
The elders.
All right, so we don't respect our elders as of today, and rightfully so, because our elders don't know the word of Yah.
Yeah.
But those elders that do know the word of Yah, our people better take note and start listening, because the Most High has brought forth elders in these times to instruct our people.
Exactly. And it's just that simple, God. And it's just
that
simple.
Pattern. It's very simple.
Exactly.
So all these young brothers with titles, Kohen, chief, captain, chief of chief, all of them got to bow down to their elders, because Yah didn't call them the chief of chief or the captains or the princes. He called on the priesthood, the Levites, and the elders.
All the elders.
And when he first sent Moses to Pharaoh, who did he send him to first? He didn't send him to Pharaoh first. He sent him to the elders of Israel.
We have to know protocol and procedure, Katria.
Oh, yeah.
We don't know protocol and procedure. In our land, you had to rise before your head. You couldn't sit your behind that slap stone. See, we ain't got no respect for the elders.
And how much do the elders have to offer us? Because there's people older than us that we could get value from. People in the 80s, 90s. You and I need to listen to stories from them. Although we're approaching that category.
Exactly.
But there's elders older than us that we need to listen to.
And I certainly do, Katria. I respect them.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I'm not saying they have to be perfect, but they got to be doing what Yah said. And if people looking for perfection and elders, they need to look in the mirror themselves. Okay? As long as these men are doing what Yah said, when they fall on their behind, they get right back up. They repent to Yah. They keep it moving. A lot of people, they simply like to tear people down to justify their own actions, Katya. That's the problem.
Yes, so here's a proverb. A mashar that King Solomon dropped on us.
Mm-hmm.
He said, teach a child in a way that he should go. And when he is old, he shall not depart from it.
Exactly.
So we need elders who have been taught from their youth on up in the ways of Yah. And those are the type of elders that you can trust.
Exactly. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Gadriel, fellow students, Yah predicted our rebellion, and he explained it. Yah said to Moses, behold, the days approach when you must die. Moses, call Yahshua and present yourself, both of you, to the tabernacle of meeting, that I may inaugurate him. So Moses and Yahshua went and presented himself in a tabernacle, a meeting, the temporary temple. Now, Yah appeared at the tabernacle in a pillar of cloud. And the pillar of cloud stood above the door of the tabernacle. And Yah said to Moses, behold, you will rest with your fathers. And this people will rise and play the harlot. The harlot with the gods of the foreigners, as we still do, where they go to be among them, and we are among them. Yah says they will forsake me and break my covenant contract, which I've made with them. Then my anger shall be aroused against them, and the day I will forsake them, I will hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured. Many evils and troubles shall befall them. So that they were said to in that day, have not these evil come upon us because our Yah is not among them. Even they had the frame of mind to know that's why the evil come, because our Yah is not among us. And I will surely hide my face in that day because of all the evil which they have done, and that they have turned to other gods. You ain't gonna get to Yah turn it up with Jesus on your back, okay? You might well take Jesus off your back. And trying to turn the job. Because you ain't no Hebrew Israelite. You got Jesus on your back. See, you're a Hebrew Christian, meaning you got Jesus on your back. You can't return to Yah with Jesus on your back. Okay? That's another God. Y'all don't play that. Y'all say, I would have no other God before me. But you want to turn to Yah with Jesus on your back. Y'all need to stop lying to yourselves and each other. Now, therefore, write down this song, and we're going to sing tomorrow. We're not going to actually sing it. But in our hearts, let's sing this tomorrow. Now, therefore, write down this song for yourselves and teach it to the children of Israel. We should be teaching this. We're mandated and required to teach this. Put it in their mouth, that this song may be a witness for me against the children of Israel. When I have brought you to the land flowing with milk and honey, of which I swore to their fathers, and they have eaten and filled themselves and grown fat. They got stuck on stupid. Then they returned to other gods and served them. They got Jesus on their back. They got Allah. They pulling him right along with them. They will provoke me and serve them. My contract and break my contract. Then it shall come to be when many evils and trouble have come upon them that this song should be come to mind because they've been taught to would testify against them as a witness. For it will not be forgotten in the mouths of that is something about this song is part of our innate nature. For I know the inclination of their behavior today, even before I have brought them to the land which I swore to them. I know how they mind here. They ain't got nobody food. Therefore Moses wrote this song the same day and taught it to the children of Israel. That very same day. He taught it to the children of Israel. Then he inaugurated without 15 counts or no counts or no ballots. He inaugurated Joshua the son of Nun because Yah picked him and said to Joshua, be strong and of good courage, for you shall bring the children of Israel into the land which I swore to them. And Joshua, I will be with you. So it was, when Moses had completed writing the words of this law in a book, when they were finished, that Moses commanded the Levites, who bore the Ark of the Covenant, saying, take this book of law, put it inside the Ark of the Covenant, the contract of Yah your Elohim, that it may be there, and it's probably still there, as a witness against you. For I know your rebellion. I know how you is. You ain't got me fooled. And your stiff neck, you stubborn. You won't and can't be corrected. If today, which while I am yet alive with you, you have been rebellious against Yah. I know y'all too. Y'all been continuing at me. But you wasn't at me. You was at Yah. You ever been rebellious against Yah. Then how much more after my death, Moses said to them. See, I was keeping y'all in check, but how much more after my death y'all gonna be rebelled? Man, we got out of whack, Moses. Gather to me all who, the young folk, the women, the little children. No, he said, gather to me the elders of your tribes, your officials, your officers, that I may speak these words in their hand, because they gotta relay this information. They're duty bound and morally obligated to do no less. As Cottrell and I and any other elder out there, and call heaven and earth to witness against them, which we do. For I know that after my death, Moses said, you will become utterly corrupt. You're going to be crooked in a dog's hind leg, and ain't seen a dog black back yet straight yet. You ever seen a dog's hind leg? A dog's hind leg is crooked and can't be straight now. That's how we become crooked and can't be straight now. Not by virtue of our own understanding, doing what we want to do, when we want to do it, and how we want to do it. We'll never see Yah, and we'll never get out of our plight. That's what Moses tells them. Gather to me all the elders of your tribes, your officers, that I may speak these words in their head. They're moral bound. They're morally obligated and duty bound. And call heaven and earth to witness against them. For I know that after my death, you will become utterly corrupt and turn aside from the way which I have commanded you, and evil, which it has, will befall you, which it will, in the latter days, because you will do evil, which we do, in the sight of Yah, to provoke him to anger through the work of their hand. What does that mean? Doing what you want to do, how you want to do it, when you want to do it, and think that's going to suffice. It hadn't, it won't, and it never will. You have to do this by codified effort. It ain't going to come by chance or a happenstance. It's going to come by you relying, you meditating, you placing your trust in Yah and his words. Praise Yah and keep studying those words, keep applying those words, and keep meditating on the word of God. Not Yom Suf Arif, not Katriel, not Sister Abia, not you students out there, but y'all need to learn to listen to y'all elders first and respect y'all elders. See, y'all ain't got no respect for your elders. That's y'all problem, because y'all got all the sense in the world of doing what you want to do, when you want to do it, and how you want to do it. That's the only sense you got. But sense to get you out, extricate yourself from our captivity? No. You love, and you be on the street. God bless America. There I know. Go beside her and guide her. Instead of calling on Yah, you calling on the flag of your enemy. You calling on your enemy, and you sue. They are stupid as stupid can be by virtue of the activities in their Congress. But you love America so much, you don't even want to go home. You love America so much, you want to treat your elders any kind of way. You want to treat your women any kind of way. You want to treat your men any kind of way. You want to treat your children any kind of way. And you ain't going nowhere, quick, fast, and in a hurry. Stop lying to yourselves and or each other. That's your problem. You are not codified. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Cottrell, you have the mic, my brother.
All praise to the Holy One in Yisrael. Mm-hmm. And we thank Yah for our great prophet, Moshe.
Praise Yah.
Because he's given us the antidote on how we're going to get up out of this captivity, right?
Exactly.
It's right before our eyes.
Exactly.
It's right before our eyes. And it's spelled out in a simple way, mm-hmm. right?
Exactly.
So the fact that Moses didn't go into the promised land, the Holy Land, guess what? Moshe saw our future all the way up to today. He knew he was going into captivity by ship. And he knew that the curse was going to take hold of us, didn't he?
Exactly.
Just like he said. Just like he wrote it. It's like he explained it. He tried to explain to them. If y'all don't do what y'all is saying, the other part of this covenant is going to overwhelm you. And guess what, Nelson? We have been overwhelmed by the second aspect of the covenant, which is the curse. But there's a clause in that covenant because we, in this chapter right here, can escape the curse, even though it's part of the covenant. But he lays out what we must do. And isn't it amazing? Who did he call to witness against us, Yamsu? He called heaven.
And the heavens and the earth should be witness against you. And the elders.
Now, I know the earth can witness against you because right. you always leave a trail no matter where you go. How you know? Because hound dogs can sniff you out, even if you're 20 miles away.
Right, the earth can sniff you out too.
Huh?
The earth can sniff you out too.
And we don't know that the trees can testify against us. All them trees and bushes around you, and Mosai mm-hmm. asked them a question, what was Katriel mm-hmm. doing? What the trees going to say? I see him.
I see him. Because sneaking back here, going to that woman's house. I saw him come out here. Sneaking in the house, that married woman's house. I saw him. That's what he going to say. He ain't going to get away. You better believe it.
Do the sun see us?
You better believe it.
Does the moon see us?
You better believe it.
Do the stars see us?
You better believe it.
We don't know they can talk to Yah, do we?
Oh, yeah. They're going to find out.
Because how can heaven and earth be a witness against us?
Well, if Yah said it, that's what it's going to be, Cartrell.
Okay.
Let that on you.
So Moshe is prophesying about the latter days. What do you say about the latter days? He said, that's why I know your rebellion, our evil inclination. Y'all know as well. We're rebellious, hard-headed, stiff-necked. Moshe says, while I'm yet alive today, you have been a rebellious against Yah. That's who we're rebelling against.
Exactly.
And he knew, you're going to rebel even more after I die.
Exactly. That's why they got Jesus. That's why they told Jesus on their back. That's why they got Allah in their front pocket.
Yep. Moses knew. He said, y'all going to turn away from the way which I have commanded you. And that's what Christianity does for us, right? It turns us away from the way Moses commanded us. And he says, evil will happen to you in the latter days. Is evil happening to us in the latter days?
You better believe it.
Why? Because you will do that which is evil in your sight and provoke into anger through the work of your hands. So here we are in the latter days. And we're not trying to get back to the way which Yah commanded us, unfortunately. Okay. Some of us are, some of us are not.
And that's sad, Katria. All this vast reservoir of information, and we reject it.
So while we're in church, while we're in mosque, while we're serving other gods, what are we doing? Provoking Yah to anger
every day
to the things that we do.
Every day. And you ain't gonna get away.
So of all the songs that we know, Yamsu.
Yes.
We know Tupac's lyrics, we know Biggie's lyrics, we know Marvin Gaye's lyrics, we know the Temptations lyrics. Do we know Moses' lyrics?
Unfortunately,
for the song
you're
about to drop on us?
Unfortunately not, my brother.
And it's so important for us to know it by heart. You're supposed to know it by heart in order to do what?
To sing a song.
Teach it to your children.
Well, Katria, they do remember some song, and they remember by heart. Shake it, baby, don't break it, and get your girlfriend too. I take the dog. That's a pink tutu. They know that. And what I said, Cottrell, just like Neil Fuller Jr. said, we are serious about silly things that won't do anything for us, and silly about serious things.
And guess who know that Yah's word is true?
The heavens and the earth know it.
The politicians and the judges and the lawyers that swear on it to take an oath. They know it's true.
Mm-hmm.
You're swearing on the word of God, which means y'all know the word of God is true.
Exactly.
But why isn't anybody really exploring the book that all these politicians, judges, lawyers to take office? Let's really examine it. And what does it say?
Exactly.
And we thank y'all for the opportunity to do just that. Let's open the book page by page, chapter by chapter, word by word. We're going to find out what it says. And what does it say? It's contrary to everything. Contrary to everything that people are doing, knowing, understanding about what Scripture says.
Mm-hmm.
Because they definitely don't know about Deuteronomy 30, Moses' last words and Moses' song.
Praise Yah, Cartrell.
All praises. Praise Yah.
Thank you, Brother Cartrell. Fellow students, we are about to proceed to the last segment of study, which is brought to you by way of Cartrell, Yah's word, in the third chapter of Proverbs. That's what you like to call it, but that's not its original name. It's called Mashal. Mashal. And it's spelled M-A-H-S-A-L. And it's third chapter. And this chapter is guidance for the young and some old fools too. Thank you, Brother Cartrell.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel. That word is Mashar with an R, not an L.
Okay.
Mashar.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, brother.
And I'm trying to wait for my computer to boot up.
Okay.
Give me 1 second.
Gadriel, you know what? Young men and young women, some old fools, they can have long life following Yah's word. They can have peace of life that will be added to you by following Yah. But now you follow anybody's word you want to follow. Any Tom, Dick, or Harry, it ain't going to give you this. I just put that in there because I saw it, Gadriel. I ain't trying to take your studies. Go ahead, brother.
And it's not only Yah's word that we need to know. We need to know the words of wisdom, right?
Exactly.
Because she's our mother.
Exactly.
She was there from the beginning when Yah started creating things. She's the one who Yah was talking to when he said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, male and female. So that's what he did, right? Male and female.
Exactly.
So the words of wisdom, our mother. And when it says, my son, it's talking to the whole nation, the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, their descendants. So don't look at it as like you talking to your little son that you got in your house. It's talking to you. It's talking to
you,
us.
All of us.
Because we are the sons and daughters of these great people who had wisdom, King Solomon. Right? These sons of kings.
Praise Yah. Praise Yah.
Sons of kings.
Praise Yah.
It says, trust and Yah with all your heart. That's the message of scripture. Trust in Yah with all your heart. Proverbs, Masha 3. My son, don't forget my teachings. What teachings? Did Moses give us some teachings just now?
Gave us a bunch of them. We got to keep going,
right,
though. Okay. We got to keep going back and back and back and back. Redundancy of it all, but his teachings.
And where does it all start? It starts in the heart, right?
Exactly.
But let your heart, not your brain, keep my commandments. It's something that we should all love because it's the way to our salvation. It's a way to our blessings. It's a way to our connections with our Creator. It's a way to us understanding our purpose in life.
Praise Yah.
For length of days and years of life and peace, they will add to you. Don't you want peace in your life, Yamsah?
I certainly do, my brother.
Brother called me today, and for the last 8 years, he's been talking to me about the same problem.
Right.
His issues with his baby mother's children.
Right.
The last 8 years. His brother don't have no peace.
I didn't have no problem. I had baby mamas. And I'm not ashamed to say I was a bad man before Yah, about my stupid behind. I had 3 baby mamas. But I didn't have no problem per se. I just gave what I spoke to give, and I got out their way. I didn't try to dictate and control their life. I had peace alone. My baby would take care. I didn't care what she spent the money on. I would try to count every dollar and every cent. I just knew my duty was to take care of them babies. I don't owe no baby mama nothing. I gave them what would do them, and then some more. So I don't have no problem with no issue with no baby mamas. I wasn't trying to control and dictate their lives. That was their husband's responsibility, you know, to help them and whatnot. I got out the way because I wasn't perfect. What part I played in the situation. See, if people stop trying to control other folk life and control they self and their own actions, they'll be a whole lot better off than trying to manage somebody else's affairs when your own life is totally unmanageable. And so I'm not saying this brother like that. But it seemed that he just let the baby mama do what the baby take care of the baby, then he won't have this all in his mind. But he's so worried about what she's doing and what she ain't doing that he's so focused. Maybe he focused on the wrong thing. Work on your own life, brother. Them ain't your wives. That's not your duty. Matter of fact, how you got them one right in the first place, just like Yam Su.
Well,
go ahead. Yeah.
You got to understand the brother's whole situation before you make commentary on the situation. I just brought the brother up because he's having trouble with his personal situation.
The no, brother has done the right thing. No, I cut myself up to show an example.
Right. So
now, I don't know what yourself. Yeah.
We're not comparing your situation with this brother's. And this brother did the right thing.
Okay. Go ahead, brother.
Anyway, yeah, this brother did the right thing on behalf of his daughters. His daughters about to turn 17 and 13, and he basically raised them.
Right.
And influenced them and taught them.
Right.
But he stressed out because of their mother.
Right.
He moved to Georgia. His mother went to court and made him move back, forced him to move back to New York. And she didn't really have that right because she's not stable. He's more stable than her, but she makes more money than him.
Right.
But anyway.
Well, you know how you know how this system, this system is not advantageous for us. And there's nothing they're going to do for us in this system that's just the fair.
Every law that y'all made, they do the opposite.
Exactly.
Because the man, when you separate from your wife, is supposed to take custody of his children.
Exactly.
It's not that way in Babylon.
No, it's not. No.
Okay.
And I knew that. I knew that. So I knew what I got myself into. And so I just chillaxed. And no, I wasn't trying to compare the brother to me. I just tell him about my own experience and observation. I just didn't let it sweat me. Yeah, I love my daughter. My daughter's fingers are broken because of the baby mama trying to poison the well. But can I keep faming and playing with this? I can't do nothing about it. I'm in captivity, Katya. I can't do nothing. But I can't let them take my mind up. I can't let them over-inundate my mind because that's how this system is designed. It's not designed to be fair. It's not designed to be just. It's designed to destroy us. Destroy us as men, destroy our women, and destroy our children. And they're doing a great job at it.
And when they stress us out, it reduces the years of our life because we have no peace.
Right.
So this resolution for our people is to learn the teaching of wisdom and the ways of Yah. My son, don't forget my teachings. Even though you're in captivity, you're going through stress and all kind of drama.
Right.
Let your heart keep my commandments. If you do that, you remember Yah's teaching, wisdom teaching, you keep that path of righteousness, it's going to add length of days and years of life and peace will they be added to you. That's the secret. Don't be stressed out.
Exactly. Huh?
Follow Yah's teaching.
Exactly.
Keep your heart on Yah's commandments. You be good.
Praise Yah.
You won't be stressed out.
Praise Yah.
These people in this society will stress you out.
You
which means
believe.
You have no peace, and it shortens the days of your life. Because you need peace in order for you to have length of days.
Exactly.
All right? It's connected.
Exactly.
Let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablets of your heart. What kind of love are we looking for?
We're looking for steadfast love. All love ain't steadfast love.
Steadfast and faithful. Anybody ain't faithful in the love. People talk good talk. They charm you with their compliments. But are you for real? Are you for real?
Are you
steadfast
for
love and faithfulness? Many people don't have love, steadfast, and faithfulness today. That's why I wanted to kill myself at 14. There's no steadfast love. There's no faithfulness in the world today.
Right.
That's absent. But they should be written on the tablet of your heart. How to be steadfast and faithful.
Exactly.
So you will find favor and good success in the sight of God and men. Why don't people have favor and good success? Because they're not steadfast in their love and faithfulness.
No.
It's as simple as that.
Exactly.
Trust in Yah with all your heart. Trust in who?
Yah.
With what?
All your heart.
And do not lean on your own understanding. Because God's ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are above our thoughts. So we need to trust in Yah, who created the heavens and the earth, right?
Therein lies our dilemma, Kajrael. Every
he
man going their own way, doing what they want to do.
Didn't Yah create us?
He created.
So you got a car, right, Yonson?
Yes.
What kind of car you got?
2003 F-150 pickup.
And that's an American car, right?
Yes.
Would you go to Nissan and Toyota to find out how to fix your car?
Oh, man. I always go to Ford, brother.
So if you went to Nissan and Toyota to try to fix your car, what would happen?
They would know what they were doing.
Does that apply to us?
It certainly does, brother.
Okay, because we kind of go to other gods to try to fix our problem.
They're
can they fix our problem?
Right. No.
Because they're not our maker, are they?
They hadn't. No.
We got to go to where we got a warranty on our body, our mind, and our soul.
Exactly.
Back to the creator. Take your warranty there. Right?
Exactly.
Trust in Yah on your heart and don't lean on your own understanding. Because your understanding might be mixed up with the matrix that you involved in.
Mm-hmm.
In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. That's the part our people don't get. Like
mm-hmm.
his brother I'm talking about with his daughters and baby mama drama.
Right.
Got to put it in Yah's hand. Acknowledge Yah. He fights mm-hmm. our battles for us. Your baby mama wants them girls back. They're 17 and 13 now. Give the children to her. They don't like her anyway.
Right.
And she's only trying to boost up her image because she's a teacher dealing with children, and
mm-hmm.
yet she doesn't have her own two daughters.
What a shame.
So was she asking for a give it to her?
Mm-hmm.
You've trained your daughters. They're 17 and 13. Your impact and influence on them is not going to diminish the love they have for you because they know you.
Praise,
right?
Praise Yah. Praise Yah. It's going to come back to
trust in them.
It's going to come back to hurt their mother.
Oh, yeah. And what you got to do? Because the system Babylon is greater than us. You,
mm-hmm.
Babylon is forcing him to move from Georgia back to New York. No,
what a shame.
Trust him. Don't move back to New York. Stay in Georgia. Establish yourself like you intended to do and keep it moving. If the baby's mother, if the daughter's mother wants them back, give them back to her. Don't fight it. There's a science in war called the art of fighting without fighting. Let Yah fight your battles for you. And that means you have to trust in Yah with all your heart. And don't lean on your own understanding because you're trying to figure out a plan, a plot, trying to figure out, Babylon's system. You ain't going to figure it out. Nah, don't lean on your own understanding. And when Yah delivers you out of your trouble, that's what you got to do. In all your ways, acknowledge him. That's why we love King David. Because he trusted in Yah with all his heart. He didn't lean on his own understanding. And guess what he did? He acknowledged Yah in all his ways, didn't he?
Exactly.
And he will make straight your path, just like he did for King David. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear Yah and turn away from evil, which King David did. It will be healing for your flesh and refreshment to your bones. You ain't got no stress when you turn from evil. Honor Yah with your wealth. How many people on planet Earth honor Yah with their wealth? Not many.
Not many.
And with the first fruits of your produce. Because you know where that goes? Your wealth and the first fruits of your produce? It goes to the poor, the needy, the fatherless, the widow, and the Levite. That's where it goes. Yah don't take it for himself. He's looking out for the whole nation. Then your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will be bursting with wine. So the more you give to Yah, the best that you got, the more you're going to get back. It's better to give than receive. My son, do not despise Yah's discipline. And many of our people, most of the nation, we're hard-headed, rebellious. Moses laid it out. We despise Yah's discipline, don't we? Or be weary of his reproof. For Yah reproves him who he loves as a father, the son in whom he delights. Blessed is the one who finds wisdom, which we're seeking, and the ones who gets not just sees it, but gets understanding. For the gain of her is better than the gain from silver, and her profit is better than gold. She is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire can compare to her. Long life is in her right hand, in her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She's a tree of life everlasting to those who lay hold of her. Those who hold her fast are called blessed. These are jewels, and many people don't understand this. Yah by wisdom founded the earth. That's what we found out. The first thing Yah created was wisdom. And by wisdom, he did what? Founded the earth. And where do we come from? We come from the dust of the earth. By understanding, which is wisdom, who was there with him, he established the heavens, more than one, because that word is plural. By his knowledge, the deeps broke open, and the clouds dropped down the dew. My son, do not lose sight of these. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, and they will be life for your soul. Because that's the mark. We're trying to save our souls and adornment for your neck. Then you will walk on your way securely while you're living. You should not live in fear. And your foot will not stumble. You will lie down and will not be afraid. How many of us are afraid? We're only afraid because we haven't attached ourselves to wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And she's appealing to us. Link it to me, and you won't be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. And I'm sure every human being on planet Earth wants to have a sweet, peaceful sleep.
Exactly.
Don't be afraid of sudden terror. The sudden terror is all around us.
Exactly.
Or the ruin of the wicked, which we're watching right before our eyes. He said, don't be afraid of sudden terror or the ruin of the wicked when it comes. Yeah, we're watching Donald Trump fall. We're watching Republicans fall. We're watching the nation of Israel fall. We're watching Russia fall. These people are wicked. They don't follow Yah. And don't be afraid. We're talking about World War III. Y'all afraid of World War III? Yah's going to protect his creation. For Yah will be your confidence. That's why we read every word that he gave to our prophets. That's why we study on a nightly basis from Bereshit to Malachi. Because Yah's word should be our confidence, right? Why? Because he will keep your foot from being caught.
Exactly.
Don't withhold good from those to whom it is due when it is in your power to do it. Right, so being a volunteer for the Red Cross, Yom Suk,
yes,
doing good. And it's
you know,
to do them.
Thank you, brother. And as a matter of fact, one of my friends in Memphis called, because another one of our friends' house had caught on fire. And he had lost his home, the uses of it. But they knew I worked for Red Cross. I gave him the guy's number at Red Cross and tell him if he couldn't get a credit card to him with money on it and all the information that he needed from the Red Cross, tell him to call me. I'll write him up, and I would take him a credit card. So
praise
Yah. Because he was just distraught. The other friend had to talk for him. And I'm glad I do what I do because I can be in a position to do more things for our people, Blake. Cartrell.
Yes, sir. And the fact that you did that, you follow the next verse.
Mm-hmm.
It says, don't say to your neighbor, go and come again. Oh, tomorrow I'm going to help you. Tomorrow I'll give it. When you have it with you right now.
Mm-hmm.
If you got the power to help your brother right now, don't postpone it until tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Exactly.
Don't plan evil against your neighbor who dwells trustingly beside you. Right? So you got people's trust. In your mind, you think you got a sucker.
No,
watching you.
No, I know my neighbors. I know my neighbors are foreigners. But that being said, just because they're foreigners, I got to respect their safety too. And I can't mistreat my neighbors just because they're foreigners.
And
I'm
if
not
you
gonna
win people's trust,
mm-hmm.
you can't break it.
No. They have a right
don't
to live in safety. Go ahead.
Don't contend with the man for no reason. Ain't that what we do?
Yep.
We pick a fight for no reason.
Exactly.
When he has done you no harm. I tell you the story. I was in a laundromat,
right.
And a girl walks in. This nigga looking at me. I'm like, you looking at me, looking at you.
That's crazy. She want to be anime.
And her man, I tell you, he gonna jump off. Mm-hmm. Her man gonna jump off because she said, I'm looking at her. All right, I look at everybody come in. I might know you.
Right.
You looking at me? What you looking at me for?
You know what I'm saying?
Your man is right beside you. What you looking at me for?
Exactly.
But you going to have some contention for no reason. Don't contend with a man for no reason. You want to pick a fight with me? You don't even know me. I'm doing my clothes in a laundromat, and you want to pick a fight with me because I lift my eyes up and saw you coming in. Okay.
Right. Crazy.
Don't envy a man of violence, and don't choose any of his ways. Well, your young brothers out there, don't join the Bloods and the Crips and gang leaders that carry AK-47s and Magnums and 48 caliber pistols. Nah, violence.
Right.
Nah. I grew up in Harlem, son, and my friend in junior high school was driving around in a Porsche. I haven't seen a Porsche in years. A man in junior high school driving around in a Porsche.
In a Porsche.
But he's selling drugs and carrying a gun. He's like, yo, Fast Steve, you want to get down? I'm like, nah, I'm not down with that. I read too many Proverbs and too many Psalms to get involved in that violent lifestyle that y'all running in Harlem.
Exactly. Exactly.
Get the hell out of Harlem, like you say, all the time. I got the hell up out of Harlem. I'm not burning that.
Praise God.
Don't envy the man of violence and choose none of his ways. For the devious person is an abomination to the Most High. But the upright are in his confidence. We want to have the confidence of the Most High in us. We are his servants and serving you with all our heart, soul, and might. And that's the confidence that we want Yah to have in us. Yah's curse is on the house of the wicked. We just read the curses in Deuteronomy by way of the prophets of Moshe. It's things we should do and things we should not do. The things we should not do bring curses upon us. But he blesses the dwelling of the righteous. And there it is in a nutshell. That's what he told us. You'll follow my ways. You'll obey my voice. I'm blessing you. If you don't, curse is coming on you. That's the contract. That's the covenant that we're under. Towards the scorner, he is scornful. Or you want to be hard-headed, stiff-necked? I'm going to be hard-headed, stiff-necked with you. But to the humble, how many of us are humble, you know?
Unfortunately, not many.
How many of us should be humble?
It would be to our advantage, all of us.
And if all of us were humble, what do you say? He would give us favor. So humility is our biggest challenge because we are not a humble people. Sorry to say, we are not a humble people. I know my people. And we are far from being a humble people. But we need to get there, don't we? And that seems like a long road before we get there. Me, I'm trying to race down that road of humility. I want to be humble in the eyes of Yah so I can receive his favor.
Praise Yah.
Why? He says the wise will inherit honor, but fools get disgrace. So all your Israelites on Facebook, you have no wisdom, disgrace awaits you. Learn to be humble. That way we will win the favor of Yah. And these are the antidotes for our people that we need. That's not really being promoted or promulgated in our mindset, in our psyches. But some of these leaders out here need to focus on these words that we just went over, that we perused over, that we should meditate on, because our greatest challenge is to be humble, to win the favor of Yah. All praise.
Hallelujah. All praise. Thank you, Katria, for that valuable study and the word of Marshall. And we all need it, every one of us. My son, as Katria alluded to, doesn't simply mean a young man per se. It means everybody, you see, because we are a monstrosity. I'm including me too. And the only way we can get out of this dilemma is studying these words and apply them out of our life. Not say, oh, that's good, that sounds good. No, be good. Follow the words of Yah by virtue of wisdom. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Cottrell, you have any closing remarks and a comment?
We understand why wisdom says all those that hate me love death, because wisdom is trying to show us the way to life. And word to the wise, we need to be wise. We need to learn what wisdom is, what understanding is, what discipline, rebuke, and instruction is, and stop being hard-headed and stiff-necked. We need to humble ourselves before our Creator, and we'll win the favor of Yah. It's as simple as that. Can we do that? Is it possible? Nothing is impossible, right? So you have the opportunity while the opportunity is good. Get it while the getting is good. And my prayer is that we get it while the getting is good. Praise Yah.
Yes, Katria. You got to have the right motivation. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Because getting is good if you have the right motivation. Not any motivation, but the right motivation. It's got to be part of your innate nature. Your inside, what intrinsically makes you, your heart, the total sum of you, your heart. Get these so you can get some good sleep at night. Get these words and apply these words so you will know how to comport yourself. You will know how to deal with others, your neighbors, your friends, your family. Otherwise, you'll continue being the monstrosity that we have been reduced to, all of us. Praise Yah, Katria. Praise Yah, Sister Abia. Praise Yah, fellow students. And bless his holy name. Katria, you want to say shalom and good night to the people?
We love Yah, Yisrael. The Most High loves Yah, my people. And all he requires of us is to follow his instruction. And all we're doing is relaying the words of the Prophet Moshe. That's our obligation. That's our duty as elders of the nation who become aware of our Creator. And we're here to do it for you. It's good to take rebuke, instruction, and to be disciplined about what Yah is instructing all of our nation to do. And we're not here trying to big ourselves up, just trying to get our people in line. Because we love Yah. We love Yah. We love our people. Love Yah, Yisrael. May the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable before our Creator, our Rock, and our Redeemer. All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael. We love Yah. Shalom and good night.
All praise, Brother Cottrell. All praise, fellow students. All praise, Sister Abia. We love y'all. As Big Brother said, shalom and good night.
There is no defense.